Oh, I'd love to say it's good to be home. It's good to be back, but it's not totally 100% good to be back, because it's always nice being in a different environment and not really having a care in the world. When your only concern is, will it be warm enough to spend some time in the pool? I'm not a big sit around and veg on holiday kind of person, and there were definitely a few moments of my week in Spain with family and friends that thought I was getting a little bit of cabin fever and just had to get out. It's a villa that we occasionally have access to, and so go and enjoy its tranquility, its isolation, its facilities. It's got probably a massive pool compared to normal properties in the area, and I don't really ever get to swim anywhere else. Got in the pool once or twice, but spent a bit of time working on some stuff, playing Worms, because I could. I don't play video games normally, so that was nice just to be able to veg out and enjoy great food and cook and shop for nice wines, which cost less than £4. And so coming back and you've got a case full of washing and a pile of post to go through. One card I've got, which was addressed to my address, but to documentally, which is a bit weird. I don't know how I'm going to take ID to prove I am he. Maybe I should just say, check out my Twitter feed. It will say I've just gone to pick out a parcel. And before you know it, the trip away to sunnier foreign climes is all but a memory and a few photographs on a hard drive. To top it all, the little lads come back with a chesty cough from hell. All of us were a little bit ill in some shape or other. And I think that's when your body kind of slows down and things catch up with you. So I'm going to fight this mediocre cold I've got, but I do worry about the little lad who's got a real chesty cough, and I'm very, very reluctant to start him on antibiotics. Obviously it's not my decision, that's the doctor's, but I know that they're always too keen to start shoving them down your throat, and he's only 5 months old, and I don't think you should start taking such hardcore medication. But ultimately the doctor decides if he can't shake this chesty, which sounds like a chest infection, on his own, then it has to be sorted. So back with a bump. The trip there and back, albeit with Ryanair, was I guess more painless than I anticipated, because I probably anticipated the worst. First time ever travelled internationally with child in tow and all the paraphernalia that entails. Gordon Bennett, respect to those that travel with children, more than one. My brother has got 4 now. He came over from Brazil, long haul flight with 3. I cannot imagine the horrors both that he had to endure, his children had to endure, and all of those around them. How do people do that? So, Sunday night, I'm going out to get takeaway because there is not a lot of food in the house that anybody could really be asked to cook. So, some kind of Chinese, I think, is the order of the evening. It does really feel like a Sunday. I wish I was more upbeat than this. Come back to a shed load of emails that I'd flagged to deal with. Some exciting projects happening in the social media sphere. Some really cool stuff which I hope to be a part of. So it's not all doom and gloom. And it was nice and sunny when we landed. There you go. There's a positive thing to end on. apart from the fact the guy who picked us up at the airport said, yeah, best week we've probably ever had, definitely.
Oh, don't tell me that, I've just been away for a week. Good weather being such a rarity in this country, we don't half hold on to it, don't we?
God, I must have talked about the weather three times in this. Right, I'm shutting up. Besides, I've got to the food joint. Concentrate on matters in hand. Hope everybody else is having an absolutely fantastic Sunday. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.